Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Trumas Daf Tes and the Ois V'Adar edition, Perek Rishon, towards the end of Aloha Aleph. We're starting in the second line in the Daf. The Gemara is in the middle of discussing what can a katan do and what can a katan cannot do. We discussed the machlokes regarding Truma, we mentioned Kachim, we mentioned Karbonis, and we concluded with Bikurim. Now the Gemara goes on and asks, Ma'u Shiyovi Chagigo, Korban Chagigo, is what one brings when he comes to Beis Hamikdash in the regal. Can a katan bring chagiga? Ma'achar shu chayva, because it's an obligation, eino mevi, as we said in the previous daf, the katan has no chiyuvim, has no obligations. Oy ma'achar shu mishaneu l'shem shlomi mevi, but a chagiga that you did not use during the chag, you can use that carbon for a regular shlomim. And shlomim, we learned in the previous daf, that carbon of a shlomim, the katan can donate the shlomim to Beis Hamikdash. So the question is what can he bring chagiga, which will eventually turn to be shlamim? Similarly, the Gemara asks the next question: Ma'u lavi Pesach? Can he bring the korban Pesach? Ma'acha shulchayu, because it's an obligation. Lo yovi, he has no obligations. Ma'acha domar b'shem lokish b'shem Rav Yudah Nasiyo. Because Shem lokish said in the name of Yudah Anosi, maybe odom Pesach b'shar yemoyis hashana. Umeshenei olishem shlamim. Korban Pesach, you have to bring on Pesach. But if you brought it during the rest of the year, you could change and make it to shlomim. So if you can change the korban pesach to be shlomim, it has the potential to be shlomim. So if so, maybe a katan brings it, because a katan could bring shlomim. Ma'u shiyovi ma'iser be'imo. Can he bring a ma'iser be'imo? That's the tchiyuv, that when a person has animals, he has to pass them through the gate, and the 10th animal, he puts it in the red color, and that's kodesh ta'kodesh boch. So does ma'iser be'imo, does a katan bring it or not? If you hold like a mayor, that he holds that all the maisers are mukash to each other, meaning any maiser behema and maiser dogan, regular maiser of food, of grain, is there's a hekesh in the pasuk that equates them. So if so, I'm going to read the girsa, the way of Chai brings over here, ainu maivi maiser behema, because he cannot do maiser, can't do regular maisers. We spoke about that in the Mishnah, that a kota cannot do maiser according to a mayor. So he cannot do ma'isa be'ima either. Ma'ula sois tamura. What about tamura? Tamura is an animal that is being exchanged for another animal. In kachim, there's such a concept. The person has an animal, he says, you know what? I want to replace this animal with another animal. That's called tamura. There's different dinim for it. It really doesn't work fully. You can't really do it. But there is some gedusha that transfers to the next animal. So says the Gemara, in Sover Amir Hukshukala Maisu Azelazeh. For Amir, we just learned. He learns that there's a hekesh to all maisers to each other. Keshem Sheinu Vi Maisa Dogon, Kachinu Vi Maisa Beim. When we're building up, we said, you can't bring a regular maiser, you can't bring a maiser Beim either. Keshem Sheinu Vi Maisa Beim, Kachinu Vi Maisa Tomorrow. If you can't bring a maiser Beim, you can't bring tomorrow either. Why? Because in Maisa Beim, in the Psukim Maisa Beim, is mentioned the evening of tomorrow. And just to explain it, the Parsha of Temura is mentioned in the end of Sefer Vayikra, in Parsha B'chukosai, Perek Chof Zayin. Pasuk Yud, it says, talk about regular Behima, and it says over there, Lo Echlifenu V'lo Yamir Oysoi, don't do Temura. And the Pasuk ends, if he did do Temura, V'yahu Temura Soye Kodesh. Temura does have Gedusha. That's in Pasuk Yud. And then towards the end of the Perek, the one, two Pasukim before the end of the Parsha, it says, Echol Maiser Bokar V'tsoi, talk about Maiser. So it says over there, Asiri Kodesh, the 10th one will be Kodesh. And then it says, Lo Yevaker B'Tev L'Rav, Lo Yimirenu, don't do Tmuro. If he does do Tmuro, Vayahu Tmuro, So Yeh Kodesh, Lo Yigol. So the word Tmuro is mentioned twice. One in regular Karbonis, and another one regarding Maise Behemo. So the word now says, right away we learn this. Now that we know the Maise Behemo, you learn it from regular Maise, Maise Dogon. And the same with regular Maise, Akota can't do, we can't do Maise Behemo. So we continue the limud and say, he can do tomorrow by Ma'aser Be'ima, because Ma'aser Be'ima has his own pasuk for tomorrow. Okay, that's regarding Ma'aser Be'ima. What about other korbanos? So now the Gemara continues on the drasha and connects it to what we just said. The Yizbor Ker Rav Shimon, he's going to hold like Rav Shimon. The Rav Shimon Amar Ma'aser Be'ima limed al kol ha-kotshim l'tomorrow. Rav Shimon learned that from Ma'aser Be'ima you learn to all the other kotshim regarding some halachas of tomorrow. So now I have a way to connect Ma'aser Be'ima to other Karbonis. So now the Gemara goes through the entire sequence of Limudim. Elo, Kishem she'enu mevi ma'aser dogon. The same way a kotter cannot bring a ma'aser dogon of grain, kach enu mevi ma'aser behemo. So you can't bring ma'aser behemo because you learn that the ma'asers are learning from each other. Kishem she'enu mevi ma'aser behemo, kach enu se tomorrow. The same way doesn't bring ma'aser behemo, you can't do tomorrow but ma'aser behemo. Kishem she'enu meimer boy, the same way doesn't do tomorrow ma'aser behemo, kach enu meimer b'chol kotchim. Now you have a limud to all the kotchim that you can do tomorrow. So we learn one from each other. We come to the conclusion that a kotter cannot do tomorrow. Says the Gemara, Ma'ushir chayovim al kadoshim bim bochutz. If a katan does have a korban, does designate a korban, and someone goes and shechts it outside of Beis HaMikdash, a regular korban that you shecht outside of Beis HaMikdash, you chayev for shchut yichutz, for shechting it outside. Does the korban of the katan have a din, like a regular korban, that if you shecht it outside, so then it's gonna, it didn't have a din of shchut yichutz? Ke'ano amai ein chayovim al kadoshim bim bochutz. Kana says no. Because this kachim is not a real kachim. It's a kachim that just, it's a din derabanan, but it's not a real kachim. Rabbi Yochanan Shimon Melokish Avin Chayovim al Kadosh Mibachutz. You do have, if you do the kachim outside, because the hegdash of the katon does really work, and merely it's a real korban. Says the one of Testament base. The Hadu the Kahana, this the Kahana said, that a katon cannot do kachim midaraisa, it's only derabanan. Pligo, we're going to use here the gears of Rabbi Chaim. Pligo derabase, that comes to argue in Rabbi Yosi in the Mishnah. And why is that so? The Rabbi Yosi pointed tibulu dvar Torah. According to Rabbi Yosi, if the katan, when the minyan, they reached the oynas and adorim, he reached the 1 year before bar mitzvah, so he could do truma completely. V'teimar achen, and you're going to say that a katan below bar mitzvah, his truma is only the rabbanon. Says the word, kamanda omar me'eleim kiblu aleihem esamaisers. That goes like kamanda omar that we learned in Maseches Shviz that says that this man is today, after the Chor Beis Hamikdash Harishon, there is no obligation with the Raisa to bring Truma and Maiser. And the reason we bring Maiser is only a din derabonon. Me'alein kiblu, they accepted it on themselves. Am Yisrael accepted it on themselves to do Maiser. So it's not a din derayso. Therefore, a katan can do it. So it's very possible that Yosi holds that a katan below the age of bar mitzvah, anything that is effective is only midarabonon. And the reason it works for Truma is because Truma bizman hazeh is derabonon. And just to explain, the reason the gears of Reb Chaim and others, it says Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda, read in the Mishnah, because if you read in the Mishnah, it says even a youngster, a child below the age of 12, can do Truma, that's clearly only a din derabanan. That was not even a tzad to say that's midaraisa. The only reason we thought that we talk about it derayso, because Rabbi Yosi learns it from the Pasuk that a katan that reaches the age of 12, he can do nedarim. If you can do nedarim, you can do egdish. So maybe it's a derayso. And the word concludes and says, not necessarily it's derayso, it may be only midarabanan. Halacha beis zog de mishnah. Ein tomim zeisim al hashemen, v'lo yanovim al hayayin. You cannot do truma from olives on oil. Olives that are supposed to be pressed and turned into oil. That means they didn't have a gemar melacha. They didn't finish the processing of getting to where they're supposed to get to at the end of the process. They're in the middle. You can't do truma from them on oil which finished the process. V'lo yanovim al hayayin. You can't do from grapes on wine. Similarly, we talk about grapes that will turn into be wine. So you're in the middle of the process. It's not gemar melacha. You can't do truma from them on wine. V'im tormu, if you did do truma, b'chama oimrim trumas atzvon b'im. Chama say, the truma doesn't work for the wine, that's for sure. But it works for the grapes themselves, that they have in them partial truma and partial chulin, as we'll see more in the gemar. Ubeisil oimrim ain truma son truma. According to Beisil, it's not truma at all. Meaning, everybody agrees that you cannot do truma from something which did not finish the process on something which is finished. But the question is there any truma that happens here on the unfinished item? Says the Gemara, Taman Tanin, we're going to learn later in the Masechta. Ein tormim midovar shenigmar melachtoi, al davar shaloi nigmar melachtoi. Similar to what we learned in this Mishnah, we're going to learn later, that you can't do truma from something that finished its process on something which did not finish the process. V'chulei, and the continuation of the Mishnah there says, Reb Chaim says the word v'chulei, the continuation of the Mishnah there says that if you did it, b'dieved, it's okay. So it says the Gemara, v'ka tomer achin, in our Mishnah, clearly it says that if you did it, it's not going to be a truma, even b'dieved. So stira, that's contradiction. From the Mishnah later that says the b'dieved it's okay, and our Mishnah that says even b'dieved it's not good. Says the Gemara, Rav Eilu b'shar b'yichon replin gezel ha-shevet. The reason is because of stealing of the shevet, meaning stealing of the Kohanim. Says the Gemara, ma'u p'nei gezel ha-shevet. What do you mean stealing from the Kohanim? Because a lot of work, meaning it's to take grapes, to take olives, and to press them is a lot of work. And if you're going to say that you could do truma from an unprocessed item, people will start giving the Kohanim olives and grapes, which require them to work very hard to get to the oil into the wine. So therefore, Chachamim said, even b'dieved, it's not truma, give it to them only the end of the process. But when you talk about other fruits, that's not so much work. If you did it, it's fine. You can give it to the Kohen. So the Moragatzucho, just think to yourself, you have a piece of rice that goes to the Kohen. What about the work to do that? So the Moragatzucho, that's not a problem. Nachasruach ul'odom li'ois koitesh kosho. That's not a lot of work. The person doesn't care to go and grind a little bit, just grind a little bit of rice. Says the Moragatzucho, shaitash shibolim. But what happens if you're talking about full stalks? That you have to grind and turn them into flour. That's a lot of work. Says the Gemara, "Kan koshi Rav Chananya." This Rav Chananya was asking Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan said, "Gezel Shevet." Chananya understand means that it takes a lot of work to process them. Says the Gemara, "What about other things that take a lot of work, like processing flour? What about that? Why are you mentioning only olives and grapes?" And the Gemara doesn't answer this question. The Gemara is going to go to the next daf to give another explanation. And with this, we conclude Yerushalmi Trumos Daf Tes.